love baking. I think I take out my talent.
It all starts in hundreds of kitchens across Rock Hill. Women like Juliette Philpott dig up their recipes, preheat the ovens, and break out the butter. If you're a member of Woodland United Methodist Church, it's an obligation you take seriously.
I think it's called a labor of love. You know, it's a lot of work, but you do it because you enjoy it.
130 women are asked to bake 15 dozen cookies or more for what the church calls their annual cookie walk. It results in thousands and thousands of treats, says Tanya Janicki, one of the event coordinators.
Everything from mincemeat to chocolate-covered marshmallows, chocolate chip, sugar, ice cookies, decorated cookies, fruitcake.
And the list goes on and on. The cookies fill the church gym. It's like you fell asleep and woke up in cookie land. And for almost 20 years, no matter the weather, people start lining up outside the door before 7 a.m., waiting for the doors to open at 9.
All right, folks, you're on.
When the doors open, folks quickly fill the gym. They pay $6 for a bakery box and get to fill it up with as many cookies as they can.
How about these?
Yeah, those can go in here. And I'll take a couple of those in here as well.
This turns out to be more than a cookie sale. Neighbors reconnect, church members laugh, and volunteers spoil the little ones at this community event.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you see a lot of cookies you love?
Look how sweet.
How are y'all?
3-year-old Caroline and her brother Harris Vaughn are focused on their task, with a little bit of help from their parents reminding them to say thank you and yes, ma'am. The two fill up their boxes. The kids come away not just with a lot of cookies, but a special memory, says Mom, Marco.
I think it's just a time just to get away and spend, you know, do something as a family, and it becomes a tradition. And just, you know, traditions are what it's all about.
For the women who work to put this event on every December, they're proud to continue the Christmas tradition of giving back. The cookie sale earned $3,700 this year, which all goes back to area charities, making all those hours in the kitchen worth it for bakers like Juliette.
That's the key, because when you look at all the women in the church, one woman couldn't do it, but all the women can. And just to know that everybody did their part is just amazing.
At the end of the cookie line is Libby Vaughn. She might have the hardest job of all. Folks hand her their boxes, all of them full, some of them nearly overflowing. She just smiles, takes each box, and no matter how stuffed it is, she closes it, tapes it up as best she can, and wishes everyone a happy holiday.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
In Rock Hill, for WFAE News, I'm Julia Gure.
Mom, we got another cookies.
I know, honey.